This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Here's the story about nonprofit organization Section 27 welcoming the South Gauteng High Court's decision to grant an order compelling the Gauteng Department of Health to take action after a pregnant teenager was denied access to termination of pregnancy services at a primary public healthcare facility in Gauteng. The court granted an order compelling the Department of Health in Gauteng to make arrangements to provide the minor with an abortion. Kanyisa Mabipa from Section 27 speaks to us, but I'd also love to hear from you on 0861 987 000. After hearing some of the merits of this case, let's talk a little bit about where you stand and how you feel, in supporting minors to get this, which is a legal right to termination of pregnancy assistance. Kanyisa, it's good to talk to you today. What were the stumbling blocks? Can you paint the picture for us about the story?
Good afternoon, Pabi, and thank you for having us. So the minor approached Section 27 on Thursday, the 25th of May. And upon approaching us, she relayed to us her story that she had approached her primary healthcare facility when she was, from our calculations, in time to receive an abortion at that facility. Due to some of the delays and misrepresentations of complications in her pregnancy, she was delayed in actually getting the service or being referred to a tertiary institution, which is what the law requires if a primary healthcare facility is unable to assist a woman with an abortion.
Okay, so, I mean, the issue then was that she was denied the service. What were the reasons behind the denial of that service?
So the denial, as it was put to her, was as a result of a complication with the positioning of the fetus. And so that was given to her as a reason for not going through with the termination of pregnancy. And she was then told that it actually disqualified her from going through with the termination of pregnancy. Now, the National Health Act, Section 44.2, actually requires a facility, any healthcare facility, if they are unable to perform a procedure or provide a healthcare service, to refer the patient to a facility, a public healthcare facility, that is able to perform that service. In addition, when it comes to the National Guidelines on the Termination of Pregnancy Act, a healthcare facility or a healthcare provider who is unable to provide a termination of pregnancy for whatever reason is required to refer the person to a healthcare facility that can. This was not done in these circumstances, and that then led to a delay which saw the minor when she approached our facilities at 20 weeks, one day. Now, the Choice and Termination of Pregnancy Act allows a woman to get an abortion up until 20 weeks and 6 days. She had all of 5 days to get the termination of pregnancy legally, and that is why we had to approach the South Gauteng High Court on an urgent basis over the weekend of the 26th of May.
This is interesting. Okay, so the issue that was presented was that because there was a complication, they couldn't service her. But I mean, we also hear about issues around the age of the person needing the termination. Was this also a factor, the fact that she was a minor?
Yes, so on her many visits to this facility, requesting the termination of pregnancy, at one point when she approached one of the healthcare providers, they had said to her that she actually needs to bring a parent with her. And that, we know, in terms of the Choice and Termination of Pregnancy Act, read together with the Children's Act, a minor over the age of 12 is permitted by law to get an abortion without parental consent. I must add that the Choice and Termination of Pregnancy Act requires healthcare providers to counsel minors to seek counseling from their parents on the choice to terminate a pregnancy. Mm. However, it does not compel the minor to do so.
I see. All right. I mean, this is very interesting because we do hear a lot of negative stories about the health department or around, you know, primary healthcare facilities. And this just kind of adds to the confusion around what is legal, what is just, and what should happen. I mean, how would you describe the state of affairs when it comes to a person trying to legally get a termination of pregnancy in Gauteng?
So the state is actually quite bad. We do get a lot of these types of cases where women are denied access to an abortion from healthcare facilities. And sometimes, you know, it can be someone who is not even a healthcare provider. As soon as a woman mentions that she is there to seek termination of pregnancy services, even if it's to a security guard at the gate, then she is diverted into the wrong direction, or she's given, you know, the wrong kind of advice, or she is actually, shouted at, or some sort of reprimand for having been in this situation, while not even knowing the facts of that particular situation. So that we see a lot of that happening, and a lot of the time it is resolved by us just simply writing a letter of demand to the facility, and then the facility manager would get involved, speak to his or her healthcare providers and ensure that the woman gets the access to the service. But a lot of the time what is causing the barrier, causing the obstruction, is personal beliefs on the part of healthcare providers regarding access to termination of pregnancy services, and then, you know, they end up giving incorrect advice or, in fact, misrepresenting or distorting the healthcare or the health condition of the patient.
I do think that we need to expand this a little bit more, perhaps not on this case specifically, but perhaps just a broader education about what the rules are, what the law is, and how people can, for example, have the presence of mind and knowledge of an organization like Section 27 to be able to escalate issues like that. So Khanyisa will definitely be in touch for a further exploration of this conversation, but that's where we have to leave it for now, as the court orders Gauteng Health Department to assist a teenager to terminate pregnancy.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.